The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This evening's practice, the thing that I would like to explore and offer a guided meditation on is the theme of metta friendliness as a perspective. So I just finished teaching a retreat yesterday that some of you whom I see on the list here in the Zoom room were on, participating on that intense weekend or four-day retreat that we sat together. And the theme of that retreat was perspective, examining our perspectives, becoming more aware of our perspectives as we go through life, as we go through this experience of being alive, and how important perspective is, not just to become aware of it, but also the fact that we can condition our perspective. We can condition our attitude to be more kind, to be more wise, to be more patient, to be more stable. There are ways that we can actually condition our attitudes, our perspectives. And our perspectives, our attitude, really make the difference, is really the predominant factor determining whether we suffer, whether we see something as a challenge, whether whatever's arising, a phenomena that's arising internally and externally in our lives, whether it throws us off completely, if we get off the saddle, or whether the same phenomena with a different perspective would cause a different reaction, would not throw us off, and it might be met with a lot more space, more ease, more calm, more perseverance. And who knows, even spaciousness, maybe a smile, maybe even joy, and to grow through the experience. So, metta, kindness, friendliness, is one way we can precondition, we can set the conditions for our perspective to change. We can always try to just take on a new perspective, which is actually pretty much what we do in loving kindness practice. We take on a different perspective, we cultivate a different perspective. And even taking a different perspective is challenging, say, if having kindness or goodwill for somebody we're having challenges with in our lives, or difficult people, if a attitude of metta and kindness is challenging, we work on it. We prime the heart by starting where it's easy, by feeling kindness and warmth and friendliness for someone we care about, and maybe for ourselves. Then maybe a neutral person. Then we get to the person who's pushing our buttons little by little. We very slowly condition our perspectives. So what, with that in mind, with the idea of metta, kindness, cultivating kindness, cultivating goodwill as a way that we can condition our perspective towards ourselves and towards others, I would like to offer a practice, a guided meditation tonight. And as usual, we'll start with settling with the body, and the breath, and then turning more and more towards a perspective of goodwill, cultivating a perspective of goodwill. So I'd like to invite you to get comfortable. You may want to move wherever you're sitting. If you need to shift, if you need to lie down, whatever is supportive for you. Here we go. There. Okay, so, and landing in your seat. Landing in this body. Inviting yourself to rest and put down all the busyness from the day, whatever has been going on. Just putting it down for this moment of refuge. This moment. Of taking a respite. Taking respite in this moment. Letting your body relax. Letting your body soften. As if your body was a block of ice, as if it were a block of ice, letting it melt, letting the tension melt, letting the tension melt away. In your face, any tightness or holding. Let your forehead soften. Let your eyes rest in their socket. No need to see. No need to dart this way and that. Rest. Rest, dear eyes. Rest. Inviting your jaws to rest. To melt away, drip by drip, any tension, in the back of your eyes, back of your forehead. As if your brain were a thinking muscle, as if it were, inviting your thoughts, your thinking muscle to relax. Inviting your whole face, your whole head. To just be. No need to be any particular way. freed up from any and all expectations. Inviting your neck and shoulders to soften. Put down the proverbial weight you've been carrying. To care for yourself and others. Just letting yourself be light. Letting any tingling, anxiety, bubbliness in your chest to melt. Drip, drip, as if ice melting. Letting it be calmed, soothed. Your upper back, relax to your lower back, your abdomen. Sit bones, melting any tension, upper legs, lower legs and feet. Letting the whole body, perceiving the whole body is soft, spacious. With every in-breath, received throughout the body. Each out-breath, letting go, letting go of needing anything to be any different than it actually is right now. Letting there be a delight and joy in things just as they are, in their own complete imperfection, their perfect imperfection. Receiving the breath. In breath and out breath. Just calming, soothing, settling, tilling the soil. And if you find your mind, your attention, your awareness, has gone off visiting a thought, a memory, a plan, it's okay. It's what happens with minds, attention. Has a way of landing here and there like a butterfly. Accept that this fluttering away is the nature of mind. And having ease with the nature of mind, when you accept, you know, this is how it is. Don't swat the butterfly, this lovely butterfly. Ever so gently invite it to come back, if it would. The butterfly of attention, of awareness, for it to land on your abdomen, your chest, noticing the breath, wherever in the body it wants to land, receiving the flow, the movement of the breath. And now I'd like to invite you, as you're sitting, receiving the breath in the body, to try and experiment on with me if you wish. And experiment on perspective and metta. We have choice in the perspectives we choose to take. It's one choice no one can take from us. We can lose everything, our possessions, those we love. Everything can be taken from us except the choice to choose our attitude, our perspective. So with this experiment, I'd like to invite you just to try on for size. Try on, take on the perspective of Kuan Yin, the symbol, the embodiment of care, compassion. Who hears the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows of the world with care, with equanimity, with love. Holding everyone and everything with friendliness and care. And the body of Kuan Yin is relaxed, it's soft. Sitting and breathing soft. Taking on a body, the body of Kuan Yin. The archetype of compassion. And let's start with Kuan Yin, this perspective of Kuan Yin, the embodiment, archetype of compassionate being. And start with yourself, holding yourself with care, friendliness, without any expectation. The way Kuan Yin would, holding you. And if Kuan Yin doesn't quite resonate for you, choose a compassionate being that resonates for you, whoever that might be. Whatever archetype that might be for you. As if that archetype of the compassionate being was one you entered into, one you would enter into, as if you entered into their embodiment, gazing out from their eyes, through their eyes, looking at yourself. What do you see? Letting yourself, the image of you, be held through the eyes of the compassionate being. They see you with no expectations, just holding you with care. Take on that perspective. can use an image if it works for you, or words. Maybe they speak loving words, words of acceptance. Oh, sweet, dear being, you are cared for. You are doing the best you can. It's okay. It's okay. You are precious. You are dear. You are loved. You are deeply treasured in the ways you cannot know. By the universe in unfathomable ways. The goodness, the beauty, the divinity that is in you. Is beyond your own appreciation. You can rest, feel safe. You are loved, and you are enough. I see you. I see the ways that you hurt, that you suffer. And I see the goodness, the intentions, the beauty in you. Whatever words work for you, whatever image works for you, to take on the perspective of this compassionate, loving being towards yourself. Feel free to be creative. at any point during this meditation, you start to judge yourself for the mind wandering or not doing it right or falling asleep or whatever it might be. Remember the perspective of the compassionate being, of the loving, unconditionally loving being, holding all of this, whatever might be coming up, just unconditional love. You don't have to do anything to deserve this love. It's available for you. See if you can see this even for a second. Hold yourself without any expectation to do anything right or a particular way. Just unconditionally. Deep, deep okayness. Deep belonging. This too, let this too be included. So, the invitation in this practice period at first was to settle in the body, allowing it to calm and settle with the breath, and then to take on the perspective of the compassionate being, be it Kuan Yin, be it any other archetype that for you represents unconditional acceptance, love, compassion, and see yourself through that perspective. Hold yourself as if a baby from that perspective and even as challenges, thoughts, self-judgments arise, see, all of that could be held in that perspective, just taking it on and inclining your mind towards that perspective to explore it. And for many of you, this might have been a big stretch and might have only worked for a second. A second is infinitely better than 0 seconds. To just try it, to incline the mind. As the Buddha says, whatever you think and ponder upon frequently becomes the inclination of your mind. So as you more frequently ponder upon this perspective of care, of unconditional acceptance for yourself, it will become the tendency of your mind. So with that, I'd love to ask you what is coming up for you, if you would be willing to share a word or two, perhaps type it in chat and I will read them out loud. What might be coming up for you from this practice period, having tried on this perspective of compassionate being? For me, what's coming up is, first, I feel a lot more settled, and then there's more sense of ease for myself and all the busyness and the doing and the non-doing that has happened today and still needs to happen this week. It's just a sense of ease about it. It made me think of my great grandmother. Beautiful. Thank you, Phil. It made me think of my great grandmother. Nice. Any other reflections you wish to offer? And the word is fine too, if you just want to share one word. From Lisa, gratitude, joy. Thank you, Lisa. Susan, let me try to unmute you. Let's see here. There.
That's different. I felt really happy when I looked at the schedule to see that we were doing this tonight. It gave me something to look forward to throughout the day. It's definitely helping my faith. I anticipated a lot of pushback, which is common when, and I do metta for myself predominantly, or metta predominantly, and myself is a project. And I got in touch with how strong the belief is for the parts of my mind that were conditioned that in order to stay safe, I have to hate myself. Rather than second arrowing myself about that, I'm able to get big enough and have compassion for myself. And I've been getting training to learn to appreciate how hard these parts of me have been working to keep me alive. And sometimes I'll notice that part and bow and say, wow. And remembering, okay, it feels real and not true, but to this part, it's real. And so this was one of the first times I was able to really connect with compassion for that part of myself. So I'm grateful for y'all holding this space, and Nikki for your kindness. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. I'm quivering as you share your beautiful, courageous practice with these parts that come up and seeing them courageously and compassionately, opening to compassion for these parts that have been there for a reason. They've been they've been there, these parts, in order for you to survive, in order to make it. And now, you can relax, dear parts. You can relax. You are loved. You are saved. So thank you so much for sharing that, Susan. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Warms my heart. Couple of offerings, one from Linda, feeling loved, very spacious too. Thank you, Linda. And from Elizabeth, I am just so grateful to be in the company of so many seeking to be gentler in the world. Oh, that's lovely too. Yes, it's all of you. From Ellie, connecting with own love. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Lovely. So at this time in the schedule, one thing that's really special about Happy Hour is now the opportunity to connect with other beings who are seeking to be gentler in this world for just a few minutes, not very long, just a few minutes. And the invitation tonight, and it's going to be short as always, it'll just be maybe 6 minutes in the Zoom breakout rooms, to see if this perspective, you can take on the perspective of compassionate, the compassionate mind, the loving, the accepting perspective, the unconditionally loving perspective, both for yourself as you're speaking, whatever comes out of your mouth, you're not planning, something will come out, just let it come out. It's all good, sweetie. It's all good. And when other people are sharing, the same. They can say no wrong. Just see what it feels like. This is not a work Zoom meeting. People can say anything they want. They can say, I fell asleep during the meditation. Didn't work. I don't know. Just love them. Yes, yes. Unconditionally accepting. See what that feels like for just a few minutes. This is sandbox, people. Where else do you get the chance to try this out? So I will make the Zoom rooms now, the breakout rooms. You'll have two or three people. And I invite you to challenge yourself. Hang in there. And if it's not for you, that's perfectly fine too. But check it out. So I'll make the Zoom rooms now. Here we go. Let's see. Okay. Making the breakout rooms. Here is the joy of real-time creation. Okay, let's recreate. Let's do this again. Da 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 da. You can have unconditional love and acceptance for me as I struggle to make the Zoom rooms again and again. Here we go. Almost there. Okay. I think I got it. Okay. So I'm going to open the rooms now. Here we go. And I'll set the timer for 6 minutes and you just keep your own time and let each person just share without asking questions how they are, what's happening for them. And then if there's time, you can have an open conversation. So here we go. So we have a few minutes for any reflections from either the first part of the practice or the second interactive part. What was that like? And you're welcome to either unmute yourself now, if you wish, or raise your hand and I'll unmute you if I can see you, but it's hard to see all of you. You can use the raise hand function. Anyway, we'll figure this out, or chat to me, or all reflections, questions are welcome, please. If I don't see you, you keep raising your hand. I don't see you. Just unmute yourself.
Okay, I unmuted myself.
Great.
I just am overwhelmed, Nikki, after having been in your 4-day retreat and then to come back here tonight and just spend some time in the breakout with Lisa, who was also in the retreat. And there's such a connection. It's so special. And she's a little box. You know, we're like Hollywood Squares, but probably most of you aren't old enough to remember Hollywood Squares, but
I am. Elizabeth is raising her hand and a few other people too. Phil's giving up and I see it. Oh yeah. Other people are like, yep. They remember. Yep.
But one of the beauties of staring at this computer and doing this is the connections. It's so special. So thank you, everyone.
Beautiful. Warms my heart. Thanks for sharing. It's so happy-making, isn't it? It's so different from the typical, you know, Zoom meetings that one has at work. Well, I mean, that can be lovely too, perhaps, but it's just different. It's a lovely way to connect with beings. So you said it so well, Linda. I couldn't say it any better than you have. Thank you. Thank you. Please, other reflections, questions, complaints.
No. I demuted myself. Well, I was sharing with Neil that I had humanity is coming out of the woodwork and there's aggression, and I had a tough day that challenged my new identity of being a compassionate person. And it unsettled me so much that I just thought, oh, you know, the Buddha didn't know what he's talking about. And what, but just what your meditation and your words brought gentleness to my soul. And it's like, it doesn't matter what happens. Like, it matters, of course, like morally, but it doesn't matter. That encounter, that I was brought back to kindness and gentleness of self, and I could just feel it radiating out again, that it's all right. It was like a wave of unpleasantness. And it's like, okay, you just being here with you and the gentleness, it's like I got washed and I'm okay. I'm more like this again. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm new to this, by the way, so I'm a real novice.
You did great. Thanks. You're doing great, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Other reflections. Amy, I saw how you had muted yourself briefly.
I came from a work meeting, Zoom meeting, that was pretty contentious. You know, a lot of struggles and hard challenges and angry feelings, and then slipped into this a little late, but it definitely was able to like send them compassion from the meeting and send myself, and then realize like I don't need to hold that now. You know, that was kind of the wisdom that came from the compassionate